Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Well-Known Money Expert Laurel Langmire Reveals the Five-Step Model You Need to Create Cash Starting Today. Laurel Langmire, founder and CEO of Live Out Loud, the author of four best-selling financial books, including The Millionaire Maker, says the greatest transfer of wealth is happening right now in this economy, and she's all over it. But she says you're not going to get rich using outdated industrial age financial practices. No one's creating wealth by saving their pennies anymore. Today, wealth is made in a very collaborative, very technical, and very fast way. In this audio interview, you'll hear how to do it in five steps. But Laurel says those steps aren't going to be easy because they're likely going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. You'll also learn an overlooked way to gradually bring your customers up the price point ladder and start dating them over a cup of inexpensive coffee and not a five-course $200 meal. You'll learn how to start playing the bigger game when it comes to expanding even the smallest of businesses by finding a mentor business to copy. You'll learn the only right way to set clear goals and hold yourself accountable for them. You'll learn the real reason you can no longer send out an email blast and a direct mail piece and get a whole bunch of customers, and the kind of marketing tactics that really do work in today's economy. You'll learn the most important person Laurel has on her team. You'll learn the one question you should ask yourself in order to make cash today, especially if you have no clue where to begin. You'll learn the most powerful offline strategies that Laurel says are essential in today's market, and the three areas she says are essential online as well. You'll learn one other thing you can do differently that can make you six figures this year. Everyone comes to this world with value. Laurel says you just have to find what your gifts are and then learn how to make the most of them. But here's the best part. If you combine those gifts with clearly defined goals and the right action plan, you'll have no problems taking advantage of this economy. And in this audio interview, you'll hear exactly how to do that. I know you're going to love this fast-paced interview. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Arthur Robinson, Jr. I teamed up with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com to bring you the greatest interviews on subject matter you won't find anywhere else. What I would like to know, and can you educate my listeners in regards to who you are, how long have you been in your powerful industry, and what is your expertise?
First of all, I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, so I didn't grow up with money or the money conversation at all. Put myself through college with my first business. I was a personal trainer, aerobics instructor. Got a finance degree. Got very curious about how wealthy people live and why so few people have that status. And was just on a huge pursuit. I read Think and Grow Rich, which if anybody's read that, that changes your entire perspective. So that, you know, greatly changed my perspective. And went to work with an investment banker. He was like sort of a mentor. And started learning that wealthy people are, number one, they're entrepreneurs. And that's really what we're going to share with your listeners is if you are an entrepreneur, you have an ability to create your own cash, not save your way to wealth. That's an old industrial age model. And one thing that the depression and recession of this time is going to really do is it's going to create, you know, an extinction to that model. You cannot save your way, little pennies here, and put it away. That's a real hoarding model, and I also was in The Secret, when we mentioned that. But in The Secret, we discussed a lot also about, you know, your ability to manifest and attract, where you can't live in this hoarding, restricting model and then say, oh, I want to go make money. Which one do you want? You got to pick a side. You're going to make money or you're going to stay poor. And then all of your actions and behaviors have to follow it. Anyway, so I've been mentored my whole life. I've had just, I mean, this extraordinary resume, but really in the last 15 years is when it's just been, you know, extraordinary growth. I've done over 1,000 real estate deals. I own lots of companies. In fact, I'm starting another one that I'm doing with one of my vending partners to teach people how to get in the vending business. And entrepreneurs make money. They do really great tax planning and strategies if done right. Then we'll have a lot of money to buy into this incredible, I mean, I think our economy is bipolar. You have this amazing low interest rates, low real estate prices, great businesses to buy, franchises that are waiting for buyers for pennies on the dollar. But then you still have this enormous tidal wave of people who haven't figured out how to play and are just laying everything down while those who are prepared are picking it up. So the greatest transfer of wealth is happening right now, and I'm all over it. I have a five-step fast model because the principles of today are very different than even a year ago, 2 years ago, and so many people are just attached, very attached, to the way that it used to be done. And in fact, the biggest mistake I hear, and I know all of your listeners are entrepreneurs, the biggest mistake I hear are people saying, well, I can't wait to go back to the way it was. Well, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going back. We're going forward to a new place, and that new place is going to be very different. It's going to be very collaborative, very technical, very fast. So if you thought change was fast and you're trying to hold and control and moderate it, get on a roller coaster, because it's very quick and it's very agile, it's global, so it's a different time. So we're not going backwards, we're going forward to that. I mean, look at United and Continental. They're a great example of the giants merging. I mean, collaboration is going to help keep businesses together. I mean, I'm doing more collaborations and different kinds of joint venture deals than I've ever done in the history of our company. And not because they weren't available before. It's because it's what the world demands right now. The way people finance because of their credit markets is very different today. The way you offered your pricing as an entrepreneur is very different. The way that you offer internally your own financing payment plans. And, you know, I know many, many companies that I've coached, you know, are just still stunned that they're going to have to do payment plans and offer financing options for their clients. And so the credit markets decide to lend. We have a nation who is very debt-oriented, and without the ability to do that, you have to solve that problem for your customer. There's just enormous shifts that are happening, and it's time to get on the train. And the one that I've really picked, and I call it my secret sauce, is my fast cash formula, because I know how guaranteed to help people make money in 3 days. I have done it for tens of thousands of people for 4 years straight, and literally you can reconstitute your business, your marketing plan, and your sales plan, and in 3 days make new money. Guaranteed. Love it. Everybody makes money. You might cry and scream at me and call me names because I'm going to really push you to do things that aren't comfortable. But either way, we're going to get some money in your pocket.
You say that you push people to the next level. So basically, would you say that some people's comfort zones can be their failure zones when it comes to building their businesses?
That is really good. I'm going to borrow that. I do. I think the comfort zone is when people hold on for dear life to that comfort zone. And part of the comfort, I think, is this desire to go back. I think that comfort looks like something different for everybody listening to the call. Comfort for some people is having it go back. Comfort for some is knowing that before you could send out a direct mail piece or some email blast and get a whole bunch of people coming to you, and that isn't really possible. So people aren't responding. They're not opening their emails because of the creditors. They're not picking up their phone. And so this whole conversation of marketing has drastically shifted the entrepreneurial conversation. And then not asking for money. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's a woman conversation. I said, no, it's not. I mean, men are just as hesitant, I'll call it, to ask for money. Ask and you shall receive. Well, if you're not asking, you will not be receiving. Again, when people have a lot of credit and money and a different attitude, you could say, hey, just go visit my website and check it out, you know, without any other call to action or bonuses. There's such a different way that people have to market. I mean, look at the car industry. Great example of what marketing tactics created a turnaround. So, yeah, I think there's enormous shifts that are going on and enormous change. And you can't be comfortable. And the minute you get comfortable, you get uncomfortable. The new place in life. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to being uncomfortable.
You mentioned the power of marketing. So would you say that marketing done right is the quickest path to the sale?
Well, I actually have a couple steps before that. I don't think that a lot of people know what they're selling. The lack of clarity in the product funnel makes it either too hard to do business with them, too long to do business with them. Like, I was working with an interior designer just recently in one of these three-day workshops, and I said, so if I want to hire you today, I want it now, how would I hire you? And she said, well, I'd have to come out, I'd have to do a consultation. I said, so you're going to put me off for a week or two and then have to try to chase me, find time to get a consultation. Like, you don't have anything that you could offer me right now, a report, an ebook, an assessment, something today for $20 to $50 that you can offer me right now to make fast money. Real estate agents, the same thing. Well, I'd have to come out and look at your house, put it on the listings. You know, I mean, so many people have the wrong model. Their model is slow cash, very consultative cash. And what I show you is that you can fix your entire business model. Network marketers need massive fixes in their business model. So if today you can't offer me something to buy today, your model's off, I think. So then, given that context of you've got to know what you're selling and who you are as an expert, I'm a money expert, very clear. I give away books, I give away tapes. Like, I want people today to start having an experience with me. And they're going to from this call. They're going to start doing something with me immediately. And then marketing is the next piece, because I think a lot of people that are marketing, they're really just having chats. I wouldn't even call it marketing. They're just talking to people, and there's no direction to the conversation. So if there's no direction to the conversation, then what are you leading me to do? What do you want me to do? And if you don't have a direction to the conversation, then you can't do the next greatest thing next to marketing, which is sell. Because you can't sell me anything if you don't have anything to offer me today. You know, I was working with a network marketing woman yesterday. I said, if you were going to sell me something today, you wanted me to go home with some lotions and potions. I said, what would you offer me? Well, I have a month health pack for $120. I said, too much. You know, if you think about marketing like dating, you want to take your customer or your potential customer on some dates. You want to give them some for a small price point and then gradually bring them up to next price point. I said, so going, you know, in for $110, $120 on the first date, that's like a four-course, five-course meal. I don't want that yet. I just want to have a cup of coffee with you. And so we reconstituted, and I said, give me a week's worth for, you know, whatever her price was, $15, $20. And then follow up with me. But today, take my money. And I think that is so critical in our shifting time. And it's a big shift for what I call conservative, kind of standard business model people. Like, I'm freaking out the MBAs, I can tell you that. They're just like having a heart attack. Oh my God, this is so unconventional. Good luck with your model. It's not working. You know, don't you find that too with a lot of the shows that people stay stuck on what doesn't work?
This is Arthur Robinson Jr. reporting for Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminar.com.
Yes, they're stuck in the old business model.
Stunning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think people need to shift to a new business model. They need to have a new, different approach if they want to increase their revenues.
Yes, they do. Urgent approach to shift. You know, here's a quick five-step model that people listening can write down. Number one, do what you already know how to do. So if you're already doing something, continue to do it. Don't move away to a different business just because you don't know how to make money. Separate those problems. Your inability to make money is that you don't know how to market and sell, right, and really be an entrepreneur. It doesn't mean that the thing you're doing doesn't work. You just don't know how to work the thing. So do what you know, because it's your fastest path to cash. You can do something that you know today. If you have to learn a new skill set, you can't make money today. And then I want you to go to the internet, and I want you to find 3 to 5 companies who are making 6 to 7 figures doing exactly what you're doing. Say, well, I can't do that. I said, Sylvan Learning's doing it. Why can't you? House cleaning, well, Molly Mays is doing it. Why can't you? I mean, people have such a limited thinking about what's possible. And you have to find models in the world of people who have played the bigger game and then model it. I mean, model people. That's why I mentor and coach, because I have people model and follow the business practices that I'm doing, the marketing practices I'm doing. I'm, you know, clearly at the top of the A-list on the speaker circuit. I mean, I said I'm from Asia. I'm going to Australia next week. And I'm speaking all over the world teaching people these principles. They work. And they work worldwide. It doesn't matter what the, you know, economy is. So find model companies. Somebody's already doing it. There's no reason you can't. And then number three is pick a number. How much more money? And a lot of people say, I just want more. Well, more is not a number. And you can't build a business system around more. So how much more? I mean, there's a big difference between wanting to make an extra $2,000 a month and an extra $10,000 a month or an extra $20,000 a month. You have to build your business system to attract and be able to hold the kind of money and the speed of which money comes in. And then a lot of people listening say, oh, come on, that's not that big a deal. It's a huge deal. If you don't know how to bring money in quickly, I mean, I have thousands of examples of people who didn't even have the right bank account set up, merchant account. They couldn't take credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. They don't have what I call the basics set up and a banking system and an account ready to take that kind of money. So you're not putting this in your personal account, by the way, which doesn't sound like a lot of your listeners would. But businesses that are making 10 or 20, there's a big difference in your business system as you take it to 50 to 100,000 a month. So what's your number? How much more money do you want to make? Get really clear. And what does that mean to you on a daily basis? Is it $416 a day? $416 a day is an extra $100,000 a year. So once you know that number, you can say, well, what do I need to do to create $416 a day? What do I need to do to take cash every day? So I go to the bank every day. So once you really have your plan around that, how much money, then in that conversation, you really start deciding, what am I selling? Because you have to decide what you're selling. So if it's $416 a day and I'm doing, call it elder care, then I'm doing that for 50 an hour. I need to book 8 hours of production. And so it's a very systematic model I teach. It's based in total real numbers. I love spreadsheets. And then what that means is if you got to do 8 hours a day of production, doesn't matter really what it is, you can clean 8 houses, you can do 8 massages, you can do 8 tutoring sessions, whatever the thing is, then that backs you into a marketing plan. You say, well, how am I going to go get 8 a day? Because that's 40 a week. then the magnitude of your marketing plan gets real. And then the fifth step is you layer that with some extraordinary sales skills and you're making money every day. And that's really my hope for people, because when they learn to make money every day, even several times a week to get started, your confidence grows up. You're like, oh, I can do this. And then you get more evidence that you can do it and you have more confidence and the results are coming in and your intention gets stronger and you're making money. It's a happy day.
Who do you have that is in your corner to help you maximize your market?
Who do I have? Oh, my gosh. I have so many people in my corner. I have an enormous offline team. I started offline. You can make any business start offline for no money. If you want to go online, you're going to start spending a little bit of money, and you have to have a good team that knows how to make money out online. So offline, one of the fastest and amazing people that I put on my team always is somebody who really can schedule and create joint ventures. So really, you know, scheduling my time. I just got back. I spoke with 100 people down in San Jose yesterday. I'm always offline in the market. And I know a lot of people say, well, I want to stay online, and I want it to be easier. Well, people have been so taken advantage of in the last few years and really need to learn to trust again and be in the market. So face-to-face, I think people are going back to face-to-face and offline marketing. So who do I have in my corner? I have a lot of just colleagues in my corner. I'm a constant masterminder in the marketing space, and I follow exactly what I say. I model people all the time. I model great marketers, and I'm one of them. My marketing department's one of my largest departments, and I do it worldwide. I have folks in Asia, Japan, India, all over Southeast Asia, Australia, Canada, UK. I have people marketing me everywhere. So again, it's offline. I have a game. So part of our strategy is to bring people in to play a game. It's called the Millionaire Maker Game, and you have those conversations about money. So Live Out Loud is about. So Live Out Loud is about being in a conversation about cash and money. And so we facilitate games. We facilitate day events where people can just be with us in a very candid conversation. And I reteach people how to have conversations about money. So I have a lot of offline strategies. I intentionally became and become a money expert for a lot of groups. The E-Women Network, I'm their money expert. The disability community, right now we're working on a military arm of the Air Force of the returning vets who are coming back and they have no ability to make money. And so we're going to teach them entrepreneurship. So I intentionally target markets through several people on my staff. And a lot of it comes from me. I mean, I generate most of my marketing. And then I do have some really brilliant online marketing consultants. We just aggressively took my business online, and we Ustream to the world. In fact, we're number three on Ustream channels. Every Tuesday, we blow out the Ustream channels because I do this coaching program that's amazing, and people watch from all over the world. My radio show, same thing. Every Monday, we blow out Ustream channels. You know, we're in the top five of iTunes of business shows to watch. And so that came with really some young guns who knew how to syndicate online. That's the other category is people have to watch. You know, radio, newspaper, and TV, welcome to the internet. And I would say in the next 3 to 5 years, people will be watching all of those mediums through the internet and getting them through the internet. And so, you know, people got to get their business current to where we're going. It's amazing how left behind a lot of businesses are allowing themselves to stay.
You're listening to an interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Why should my listeners listen to you, Laura? What makes you unique from the other business gurus that are out here that are teaching business principles?
Because I do it every day. I do it. I run companies, not a company. I run companies every day, which requires me to have an enormous capacity to lead managers, lead partners. I know how to market and sell. And also, I think what's really different is what I call my secret sauce of fast cash. I really know how to help people, and I can see fast cash today. Like, you needed to make money today. And so many people have old business models. There was a woman yesterday who was just stuck on doing a software program for her business plan. And I said, you don't even know if the market wants what you have. Sell me something today. Well, I can't do that. I said, then welcome to 3 to 6 months of enormous pain because you will not shift your model. So what makes me different is this formula, fast cash. It's a very specific methodology that I teach. And I'm a true-blooded entrepreneur. When I know that I've been successful with a student is when they are a true-blooded entrepreneur, which means the thought of getting a job isn't even your consciousness. It wouldn't even occur to you. I mean, you just get creative and find more ways to make money because you already have realized that a job is a fixed income. And when you're going to play for performance of your life and the biggest game of your life, you don't fix your income. You play for an unlimited upside, which takes a lot of courage. And a lot of people, they have it. They're just, for whatever reason, not willing to just lay it out there. What's really the worst case? To live with your mom and dad? Really? Is it your ego that holds you from having the amazing potential and courage and lay it on the line and going for it? I think more people are scared of being wildly successful because with success becomes responsibility. I think that people would rather not have the responsibility and stay poor. And that's really an interesting choice. It's a sad one.
How would you define accountability?
That's a good question. I would say that accountability is doing exactly what you say you're going to do, or within a couple degrees of it. And so how I hold people accountable is I hold them accountable for what they want. Some people say they want to make money. I will take them through this methodology. Some of them will go kicking and screaming, well, I don't want to do those 5 steps. I don't want to do these 2 steps. I said, well, then let's go back to what it is you want. Do you want to make money, yes or no? Yes, well, then you do it this way. You don't get to vote. What I think is so interesting about accountability with coaches and mentors is, you know, we have proven strategies, some of us better than others, that have been laid out in how many people want to stand in the judgment of criticizing it, and they've never made $100,000 in their whole life. It's shocking to me. Part of living out loud is accountability, because when you live out loud and I tell you what I want, like one of my intentions right now, which is in the world, is I'm licensing to 30 countries, and 30 countries will buy the rights to my work and start really infiltrating other parts of the world. Japan's already done it. We're going to sign Canada today. I'm meeting with Indonesia and Malaysia and India next week. And the week after, meeting with South Africa, we are going to do it. So now that I've told you that, accountability would look like the next time we talk, you say, Laurel, how's that going? You know, is it working? How many countries do you have? And so when I say that, I mean, it's a huge intention. You know, it's why people don't live out loud, right? What they'll do is they'll keep their goals private because then they have to be accountable because, gosh, if you ask me next time, I decided not to do that. Well, how many times do you decide not to do anything because you don't want to be held accountable? Accountable means you said you want it, then go get it. And then set your life up that people support you like that. You see the intensity of my inner circle. You said you wanted that. It's been twice the time, twice the money. Why don't you have it yet? What do you need? Why aren't you shifting? It's care at a level that most people don't have conversations. So much fun. What else would you do?
Can you explain to my listeners in layman's terms, when did you decide to become a woman of value?
When I was 7. It was a very distinctive time. My parents would remember it well because I became extremely independent. I don't know what moment exactly, but I'd call it grace of God. I just knew that I had some bigger thing to do. And then the next moment that I realized it, I was 17 years old and sitting in front of Dennis Waitley watching him perform the most motivational speech. And I said, I'll do that someday. I didn't know what my conversation was going to be, but I knew that I would be doing what he did. It was just completely new that serving the world in that way was what I was going to do. First of all, you have to have an internal knowing of confidence. Everyone, just in who you are today, regardless of your results, you come to the planet. You come here with value. And when you don't own it, the walk to success is a long walk. When you own it, and then, you know, you're laying on more confidence and evidence, and I call it my secret sauce, right? Your formulas, like whatever you've come here to teach and serve the world with, that's got to be grounded in the fact that you know you have value. If you don't think you have value, you will sell no one on your service, because why would they buy someone who's insecure?
I love your new powerful book, Put More Cash in Your Pocket. Can you explain to my listeners, what is the first physical action step that they need to take to put more cash in their pockets?
Back to that 5-step model. It's you have to decide, you know, who you are, what you're doing. One way to think about it is if you were going to answer the question, I'm an expert in, what are you an expert in? Because it requires you to get really, really focused and to the point. Right? I'm an expert in tutoring. I'm an expert in music. I'm an expert in, you know, jewelry design. What is the category that you're an expert in? Get really clear about that and then decide on what your offer is. You have something to offer on the lower price point because, again, you want that first date, first cup of coffee with somebody, which requires them to want to buy something that's lower price points. It's a first entry point, and everybody forgets that. Know how much money you want to make. And I'd say the biggest pieces about the fast cash, put more cash in your pocket model is you have to talk to people every day. I always say if you talk to 20 people a day, there's no way you can't make 6 figures this year. If you've got a name, phone number, and email for 20 people a day, every day you have 20 new names, and then you call them very systematically and ask them for money, you would be making money. But what I see is that most people, they don't talk to enough people, and then they don't ask them for money. I do a coaching program every Tuesday. People watch me for up to 75 to 90 minutes. I do makeovers. I answer forum questions, chat room questions. It's online. I stream right into your home through your computer or your office to your computer. And I teach you how to run a company every week. And then during the week, you have up to 8 other hours of calls that you can source to our coaches who will then help you get over obstacles, challenges, understand the principles, review models with you, review talk tracks, sales presentations, whatever you need to work on. So literally you have 9 hours of resource time by 8 of my lead coaches in the world and myself. I mean, it's extraordinary. We did it because we are so committed to helping you entrepreneurs move through this economy and get your business right. So every week you can have me straight into your computer coaching you directly. If you want to have a makeover, you can have a makeover. And as long as you go, you will have extraordinary results. Now, don't sign up and then not go. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. They'll sign up and maybe go once or twice. Go every week. Commit your June. Commit the next month to be the most extraordinary month of this year. I'm going to help them all make money this year. It is the time to make money. And the reason you want to be urgent about making money is because you want to put so much cash in your pocket that you can spend some of that cash out and buy some of this great real estate that's sitting on the floor. Because it is low prices, low interest rates. It's time to do that now, too.
The more you learn, the more you earn. Would you agree with that law?
I would totally agree with that.
What is the state of the economy?
I think the state of the economy, as I said, extraordinary. I mean, right now you have the lowest prices, the lowest interest rates, the businesses, you can buy out of bankruptcy court, you have franchises who are, you know, selling short at 10 cents on the dollar. So from the buying perspective, it's a buyer's market. If you know how to trade in the market, it's a roller coaster right out there, but you can, you know, buy on the top, buy on the bottom when you know how to trade in the stock market and the commodities market. So I think there's enormous opportunity. I think that the truth of the behavior in the economy is everyone's still reeling from laying down foreclosures and going into being on the other side of that, which is they're the ones that are foreclosing, they're the ones that are going into bankruptcy. And there's entrepreneurs who don't know how to shift fast enough to hold on in this market of very slippery slope. So, again, the answer is to create new money. What are you doing every day to get to the playing field and get up and surround yourself with the right people in the right environments to make the kind of money that you absolutely need to make?
I looked at a powerful video that you did a couple of months ago. Can you take my listeners through a process in regards to your big roundtable, and what would they expect if they decide to join your program?
I want them in the Fast Cash Coaching. I want them to get to know me. When you get to know me and you know that I'm right, I mentor people as young as 9 and as old as 92. I put them into my big table. It's called Laurel's Big Table. And 3 times a year in a small group setting, I mentor you directly with 15 of my top instructors. And we are in a big conversation about money. I mean, very significant business strategies, marketing strategies, sales strategies, online strategies, tax, entity, estate, insurance, to how do you buy real estate, how do you raise capital, how do you analyze a deal and see if it's right for you. Really, you're going to reconstitute your entire wealth plan and spend that time with us. And then after that, I mean, we've been doing this now, like I said, for 15 years. We have tens of thousands of graduates that constantly are together in this conversation. So the big table is an extraordinary step. People have compared it to a Harvard or executive MBA. Not just case studies. We do real studies called Your Business. I'm a mom, too. I've been mentioning on the show. I'm a mom of a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I share that because a lot of people say, well, you don't understand. I'm a single mom. So am I. So am I. And I do it every day. And I do it for these kids, and I do it for the next generation. And everyone needs to participate. So what's your part that you're doing for the world today? And what are you doing to put money in your pocket for you and your family? So those kind of questions I want to leave people with. And then go out and let's work together this month, right away.
And before we sign off, I had a question that just came in. Her name is Trisha from Santa Fe, California. She would like to know, she says, how can entrepreneurs implement the strategies that you teach without overwhelm?
How do they do it without overwhelm? You have me as a coach. Because your overwhelm comes from not knowing what to do. And so I teach a very significant principle called sequencing, where you have to do the right thing at the right time. You do one thing, the next thing. And when you get really efficient, which is what you need to become, you don't have overwhelm. And when you have the right team, and I know most women don't get their life supported enough. I mean, a house will consume you from cooking, cleaning, or doing all that. That's your first teammate. Get somebody to handle that for you so you're making money.
Do you feel that entrepreneurs need mentors in order for them to be successful?
Personally, it's been the anchor of my success. I mean, why I'm so successful single-handedly is because I've had mentors supercharge me and shortcut me because they know what they're doing. So I think that if you don't have one, then get on a slow train. You're choosing a very hard path because you're figuring things out that have already been figured out before. And so why not be led by people, get shortcuts, get resources, and honestly get connections? I mean, that's probably what I'm known for at my big table is I connect people. So when you're not 6 degrees of separation, you're 1 or 2. You can get to anybody. Like if you need a publisher in New York, you need a publisher in New York. You know, I'm Dr. Phil's money expert. I've been on CNBC, CNN, Fox correspondent. I mean, I play. And if you want to get connected, then you got to get with people who are connected. And that doesn't come without a price tag. And I have paid for them, and I will consistently forever have mentors.
Was that a wonderful experience for you when you graduated from the Money in You program?
That was a good experience when I was in Money in You. Yes, it was a great experience.
To everyone who's listening on this call, listen to Laura Langmire. You hear the passion that's coming through her voice in regards to wealth building tools that you can implement right away. Well, I'd like to thank you, Laura, for taking time out of your busy schedule to educate my listeners about important principles and how they can put more cash in their pockets. I gladly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
That's the end of our interview with Laurel Langmire. I hope you've enjoyed it. For more great, inspiring, educational interviews, go to Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.